Hello everyone, this is Dan Sheridan. Thank you for joining me today. We've been talking about the theme of correctly cutting the word of truth, or as the modern versions read it, rightly dividing the word of truth in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Much of the confusion that exists today is because of not putting into practice this principle that Paul spoke of. How many people have lost their peace and joy or have never even found it because they've taken scriptures that properly belong to another people in another time and tried to apply it to themselves? Well, today I want to bring up another one, and that's found in Matthew chapter 7. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, we read this, "Take heed of false prophets who are coming to you in apparel of sheep, yet inside they are rapacious wolves. From their fruits you shall be recognizing them." First of all, the context here is false prophets. Remember, we said that the account of Matthew, as a matter of fact, we said all of the scriptures, with the exception of the letters of Paul, are to or about the nation of Israel. Now, in the Hebrew scriptures, it's abundantly clear how false prophets would arise and how the people of Israel were to deal with them. For example, read Deuteronomy chapter 13. "Take heed of those false prophets." Now, today, the mere claim of being a prophet today is false. The body of Christ is built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, according to Ephesians chapter 2 and Colossians chapter 1. The Word of God is complete. We don't need prophets today. The Apostle Paul said it was given to him to complete or to fill up the Word of God in Colossians 1:25. And in Ephesians 2:20, again, it says that the church, the body of Christ, was built on that foundation. A prophet is somebody who gets direct revelation from God. Only those who are not satisfied with the written Word of God would dare make a claim to be a prophet today. There are no prophets today. You may not like what I'm about to say and what I've just said, but this is a fact. The mere claim today to be a prophet shows that it's a false claim. And then in verse 16, we read this, "From their fruits you shall be recognizing them." Now, this has caused so many people to lose their peace and joy. How many times have you been told or have you heard that you will know if somebody is a believer or not by their fruits? In other words, you can look at somebody, and if they have certain vices or habits, they're not a Christian. What a false teaching that is. God justifies sinners, and sinners alone. And so to look at sin as evidence that somebody's not a believer is absolutely contrary to the evangel of the grace of God. The context of Matthew 7 has nothing to do whether you're judging if somebody's a believer or not. The context here is false apostles and false prophets. And the people it is concerned with is the nation of Israel. God told Israel what to do with false prophets in Deuteronomy 13. And false prophets and false Christ will arise in the time of Jacob's trouble, as you'll read in the book of the Unveiling or the book of Revelation. And this is teaching connected with Israel alone. Today we don't recognize people by their fruits. Today we recognize them by their teaching. If they're not teaching Paul's evangel or Paul's message today, that is how we make a determination whether they're good or bad teachers, not by fruits. The Apostle Paul in Romans 16 tells us this. Verse 17, "Now I am entreating you, brethren, to be noting those who are making dissensions and snares besides the teaching which you have learned, and avoid them." Paul tells us to judge by teaching and comparing it with what he said. The Lord Jesus told the Israelites, "You will know false prophets by their fruits." Not you'll know whether somebody's a believer or not. This is what it means to correctly cut the word of truth. This is Dan Sheridan. My web address is paulsevangel.com. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.